This is an unusually quiet time in Washington. Congress is in recess, and President Bush is taking a two-week break. Even so, news analyst Daniel Schorr says there are signs the president knows he can't afford to be taking things easy.
President Bush was not on hand today to throw out the season-opening first baseball pitch, which has been a tradition since President Taft threw out the first ball in 1910. Mr. Bush did do the honors 2 years ago, celebrating the return of baseball to the nation's capital. President Eisenhower did it in 1953, although he said he would rather be playing golf. Saturday night, the president departed from another tradition. He did not appear at the annual gridiron dinner. Since 1885, the occasion for officials and reporters to make fun of each other and themselves. Mr. Bush was said to be at Camp David, playing host to the president of Brazil and his wife. The White House finds little to celebrate these days. It is locked in an executive privilege dispute with the congressional Democrats. They want to question White House officials about the firing of 8 U.S. attorneys on terms so far not acceptable to the administration. That issue may eventually be resolved since the White House holds the trump cards on executive privilege. More serious is a threatening deadlock over the enactment of a $122 billion spending bill that includes funds for the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. There, Congress holds a trump card and is brandishing it by demanding some commitment to the withdrawal of American troops within a specified period. In an effort to win American public opinion, the administration has taken the unusual step of sending a congressional delegation to lobby from Baghdad, spreading word of improving conditions. Yesterday, Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Representatives Mike Pence and Rick Renzi gave a news conference deep inside the well-protected Green Zone, talking of a cautious optimism. When Senator McCain said that there were areas of Baghdad where one can walk freely, an Iraqi journalist asked, "Where would that be?" When the president grows weary of continuing crisis, he can always ask Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice for the latest from her Middle East bailiwick. She has gotten Israelis and Palestinians to agree to meet each other every fortnight. Not much, but there isn't much better. This is Daniel Schorr.